96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf, Don Jarrett with royalty in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, all hail the queen and princess of the War Bonnet Roundup. So excited to see you again, ladies. Thank you for coming in. We've got Janessa Garner, the queen, and we've got Briley Jones, the princess. You guys look great, as always.
Thank you. Jeez, we're so excited to be here with you.
Very yes. Royal. Let's talk about it, because this is it. It has begun. It is the countdown to the War Bonnet Roundup, the 112th.
Yes.
War Bonnet Roundup. So exciting. And before we get to anything, we really have to emphasize the website, because the website is important for people to have the right information and to get tickets from the right source.
For sure. So the best place to get your tickets would be our website.
WarBonnetRoundup.org.
Or you can go to physical locations down in Teton Toyota, Parks and Rec, and Vickers.
Okay, those are the official places to get your tickets. Don't buy them from anyone else.
No.
Yeah, we don't want you getting scammed in this day and age. Unfortunately, people are looking to take advantage because, as we all know, the War Bonnet Roundup is like the hottest ticket in town every year, and every night's going to sell out.
Yes.
Just like last year and the year before that, 100 years ago, you know, exactly. So get them from a reputable place. Start with the website, know the nights and the themes and the things that are going on. Briley, talk about the kickoff on Wednesday night.
So Wednesday we have a kickoff party. Gates open at 4:30. It's welcome to the public, like they're allowed to come. It starts at 6. There'll be benders. There'll be lots of things. There'll be mutton busting.
We love mutton busting, don't we, ladies?
Yes, mutton is maybe my favorite rodeo event. It's
absolutely
our future generation getting a chance.
You were telling me you started, you did it once.
Yes.
At least once.
I did it once.
You did at least once.
It wasn't the best experience. Yeah. My sheep just stood.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a requirement, right? I mean, if you're going to get into the rodeo at all, you're going to start all begins, and that's mutton busting. Did you do mutton busting too?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
My dad threw me on one and just let me go.
Yeah, it gets you interested in rodeo.
Yeah.
It really gets you excited.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you guys were so great. You were the official pickup crew in the arena at the War Bonnet Roundup Mutton Busting Qualifier. And you, I'm telling you, I just watched you guys pick up those little ones and dust them off and dry their little tears if they were crying or whatever. And I even witnessed our queen jump the gate when one kid got scraped off on the gate. And she was over that thing in a heartbeat. Now, you're a nurse, right?
I am.
Isn't that right, Janessa?
It's my nursing instinct. Someone's hurt, I jump the fence. And I love kids. So I just
You guys are so great with those kids. Aww. And really, when I think of like rodeo queens and princesses and the rodeo royalty, I think of a great ambassador for the sport, right? I mean, you're in the community, you're seen, you're blinged out and glamorous, but I mean, at the end of the day, you are an ambassador for rodeo.
Yes, and I like that about this job, because I feel like we're more ambassadors than we are rodeo queens for this rodeo.
Yeah, it's not all waving on horseback. It's going out to events, getting into the community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last night did the adoption event at Snake River Animal Shelter, and that looked like it went great with Carly because she loves critters, and you guys obviously love critters too.
Yes.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
Carly's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She looked like she had a great time. You guys did some great videos, and I understand some pets were adopted as well.
Yes. Yeah. Which was super cool. So cute.
Very cool. Very cool. So Wednesday family night free event at Sandy Downs.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about opening night for the actual rodeo, which would be Thursday the 3rd. Janessa, that's a special night. It's the first night of actual PRCA action. And we've got multiple themes this year.
So we have a new event this year. It's Man Up Crusade.
Yes.
So we definitely want you all to wear your purples in honor of supporting the awareness for domestic violence.
Yes.
So we really want that stadium to be filled with purple.
And, of course, it's first responder night as well as family night on Thursday. And then Friday.
Friday is tough enough to wear pink. I think it speaks for itself.
Exactly. Got to wear pink. Breast cancer awareness. That's a big night every year.
It is. And Saturday is Salute Our Veterans. It's probably one of my favorite nights of the whole week. Do wish that all you will bring black to black out the the stadium. So we can honor those who have died.
Well, I didn't know that part. So, yeah. Well, maybe multiple outfits. See, like I said, we got to go shopping.
We always love being patriotic, so you can do that as well.
Absolutely.
But if you would like to wear black, we would love to see
okay.
that too.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know about that. So each night is a little bit different, but the action remains the same. It is the best PRCA rodeo action in all the land. 112 years of the War Bonnet Roundup. And again, a warbonnet.org is where you want to get your tickets or find out where to get them. Literally, you should be on your way there while we're talking about it, because they're going to sell out. And
they
then you're
really
going to, you know, if you do, you know, you find some, somebody's going to try and take advantage of you. And we got lots of great vendors there. We've got a lot of great food out there. I know Champ's Heart is going to be there. They're always there. All the sponsors usually set up. We're going to be out there every night too. And just totally looking forward to seeing y'all out there and being part of the 112th War Bonnet Roundup. Anything else we want to mention, Janessa?
Yeah, so for our PRCA rodeo, the 3rd through the 5th, every day it will start at 5:45 with pre-rodeo.
Okay.
We have some really fun events that are going to happen this year with mutton busting.
Mutton busting.
We have cash cow,
woo!
Lamb scramble. Bison bucks.
Now that's new.
Yes.
Now Chrissy was telling me about that. Talk about the bison bucks, because the calf, the cash calf, they put money on the calf and the kids try and chase around and grab the money. This is similar, but it's an actual baby bison.
You guys are just going to have to come out and see. It's a secret. This is something you guys are going to have to experience in person.
Now when she told me, we unofficially have named the bison Yellowstone.
Yellowstone? Yes. I think it's perfect.
Yes.
And we have our mini bucking bulls, too, as well. So super exciting.
So it's like a full youth rodeo.
It is.
Pre-activities.
Youth rodeo. We have barrel racers. We have half ropers. I'm sure we have.
You don't want to get there late. You want to get there early.
Yes.
You want to get there early.
5:45. And then the rodeo, the official PRCA rodeo starts at 7. So
okay.
Just come
okay.
early.
Plus, of course, probably my favorite part of the rodeo each night, no matter what the theme is when that flag comes into the arena on horseback. There is nothing better than the presentation of the flag at a rodeo. Yeah. I mean, I get chills just thinking about it. I'm sure you do, too.
We are so honored to carry the American flag.
How awesome is that?
It is so cool.
I see it in my head.
Yes.
Around the arena, and then come right into the middle and just like... Goosebump time, and then, you know, the national anthem. And
our announcer, Cade Rogue, actually has a really good introduction.
He's amazing. He's amazing. It's always really special every year. So definitely 5:45. Earlier than that, to take advantage of all the pre-rodeo stuff, too, and all the vendors and all the food and fun, get yourself settled in. It's just, it's a premier event.
It's
kind of the end. It's kind of the beginning of the end of summer, too. You know, when you think about back to school right around the corner. Is it kind of the end of your reign as the queen?
This is
kind of bittersweet, right?
Yeah, it is. We're super sad, but we're very honored to have been able to represent you guys for 2 years.
Ladies, you've done an exceptional job doing just that, and we are so proud of you, and we're going to miss you. But Briley, what's next for you after War Bonnet Princess?
So I actually plan on coming back for War Bonnet.
Good.
But I'm going to take a break for a couple years and I'm going to focus on state.
Gotcha. Okay. Big dream in a small town. Okay. So what about you, Janessa? What are your plans after this?
Well, right now I have my RN degree and I have one more semester left in my BSN. So I really do want to focus more on that and kind of working my way up the system at Logan Regional Hospital. So
fantastic.
I'm going to focus on that and more of the horse showing aspect. And I'm super excited.
And we're so excited for you and for what the future holds for both of you. I'm sure whatever it is, you'll be amazing. Thank you so much for representing our area so well and being just truly magnificent ambassadors for the sport of rodeo, as well as Idaho's oldest and most beloved rodeo, the War Bonnet Roundup. We're looking forward to seeing you every night of the War Bonnet Roundup this week. We're so proud of you. Thank you again for coming in, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with both of you. Briley Jones, War Bonnet Roundup Princess, and Janessa Gardner, War Bonnet Roundup Queen. We'll see you at the rodeo, ladies.
See ya.